As Hashem continued, Shmir Saloshin Shar Zechira Perik Tezvav, Shin 111. We just finished learning also from the same author, the Chavetz Chaim, in the Mishnah Brura, that when a person recites Oleinu, the Malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's court, the Malachim come to listen. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there as well. That's by Oleinu. Why am I telling this to you now? We're not learning Mishnah Brura anymore. That was an hour ago. Because the Chavetz Chaim is talking about Machlekes. And he's telling us that a person has to understand the disaster he's causing himself, the danger he's causing himself, the tsaras he's causing himself when he speaks Machlekes. The embarrassment when he causes machlekes. Im kein kama yesh leila odom lizbayesh mi atzmai. Person has to be ashamed of himself if he is the one who is the source of machlekes. Dalo imi kareu chaveir rosha. Let's say, give an example of Chavetz Chaim. Let's say a person causes someone else a rosha. Someone calls someone else a rosha. That's not a compliment. That's like the worst you could get. He's a Rasha. That's it. You're calling someone a Rasha, you're saying he's the worst of the worst. And if someone calls somebody a Rasha, you're not going to let her take it sitting down. You call me a Rasha? What do I do calling me a Rasha for? You're going to go speak to the person. Why are you calling me a Rasha? Why are you embarrassing me like this? And even if he just calls you a Rasha between him and you, there's no one else around. You're not going to appreciate that. How much more so if he calls you a Rasha in front of other people? Your name's on the line. Says the Chavetz Chaim. A person who is the source of Machlekes, in Shemayim, they announce, this person is a Rasha. The person who is the source of Machlekes. He is the reason why there's Machlekes going on. And let me give an example once again. As summer is approaching, and this mashal I gave afterwards, someone told me a personal story. I was writing right here at the shir that yes, these things happen exactly like that. And let's give that example once again. And the same thing applies with boys when they're arranging baseball games together. And then somebody wasn't invited. And then someone goes over to that parent and says, oh, you know, it was such a good ball game the boys were playing. And the parent's thinking, ball game? What ball game? Oh, yeah, they played so nicely together. Well, why didn't anybody call me? Well, I'm sure someone must have tried calling you. Well, everybody has my number. And they discussed everyone that was there. No one called. I mean, you could see very clearly. WhatsApp message, text message, phone. And that person wasn't innocent. Was a source of now someone else being upset at someone else before you know it. These things are percolating and they brew and they cause a whole volcano, an eruption of machlekes. And in Shemayim, they say, this person is a Rasha. And all the Malachim are standing there. Says the Chavetz Chaim, imagine the busha, the embarrassment that will come out if the person doesn't do tshuva from standing in front of the greatest Malachim. And his name is proclaimed as the Baal Machlokes, the source of all the problems. Kama me'aklimo ve'acherpo yesigu acher kach lemailo. This is what we're supposed to be thinking now, how much humiliation and disgrace will come later in Shemayim. Kishi yisparsim shemoy zeh, when this person's name is put up there on the big screen, and he's standing there, and everyone's looking with the arrow. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. The Baal Machlokes. That's the one. You know, I want to tell you a story. I want to like try to bring this a little home. I had the schus to go to a chasna. I was sitting right next to my Rosh Hashiva. Flew to Toronto. Went to a chasna of a chaver. Just being in his presence was beautiful. To get to the point, it's negate over here right now. This story literally just popped into my head, and I want to share with you. We're walking back in the airport. All of a sudden, guess whose name you hear in the loudspeaker? Unbelievable. Well, they couldn't say Uri, but they say usually because they say Yuri. But they said, Uri Greenspan, please. So this is in the airport now. I'm walking right next to my reshiva with a few other friends, and they announce, Uri Greenspan, please come to the front desk. I'm like, front desk is in the airport. I mean, the front desk, I don't know where the front desk is. I'm thinking like, what is going on here? They called my name? What's you know? So like, there's only one Uri Greenspan, right? So like, I look at my Rosh Yeshiva, he looks at me, and you know, okay, that was a little uncomfortable, you know. What happened was my wallet slipped out of my pocket. You know, you sit down. And sometimes it can happen. And they were telling me I should come to the front desk because they have my wallet. Now, I didn't know what they wanted, right? But I'm telling you, that was a little uncomfortable. Like, you know, no one else's name was announced, you know? Here we're saying you're standing in front of the Kedoshim, these Malachim, the fiery angels, who say Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh to HaKodosh Baruch Hu. And they're going to hear, this is the Baal Machlokes. The Chafetz Chaim says, we have to realize the horrific embarrassment that can happen because of this. Make sure we avoid it. Avoid it. Be chos al kvoid koinai. Be concerned on the other, on Zulos, on the covet of someone else. Be concerned for someone else's honor. We'll pick up with this topic of Machlokes and how we have to avoid it like the plague. You know, when there was COVID around, so different people dealt with it different ways. But some people who were like, you know, oh, your cousin's neighbor in California had COVID? Oh, he runs away. Like, what does that do with me? I'm here in Pennsylvania. My cousin's neighbor in California, yeah. Well, they're running away. That's how we have to run away from Machlokes. Dear friends, I have a short announcement to share with you. We are, Baruch Hashem, having a Mishnathon, which will enable us to continue sharing these shiurim with you and all those who are listening from all over the world. And we are asking you to participate in this Mishnathon in sponsoring Prakim of Mishnayos for $100 a perek. And this will enable us to continue our Harbatzas HaTorah. You can reach out to me directly, 732-407-3178. You can WhatsApp me. You can email rabbigreenspan@firstseder.org, F-I-R-S-T. SEDR.org. Thank you very much for your participation, and may you continue to have hatzlacha in everything you do.